welcome to MLB.com Extras, San Francisco Giants. I am Allison Twitter from MLB.com, joined by my colleague Richard Justice, also from MLB.com, and we will soon be joined by Giants beat writer Chris Hatt. Richard, it seems not too long ago that the Giants might just run away with this thing, and it didn't seem like anybody in the division really had a shot. That's before the Dodgers kind of came on. The Giants have been struggling lately, but I guess you can never really count them out, given their pitching staff and their offense and their defense, really.
Right. You know, it's funny, in spring training when you talk about teams, the Giants in the National League didn't come up. You know, the Dodgers were the toast of the town, and the Cardinals and the Nationals and all. I remember there must have been three or four scouts that you're overlooking the Giants. They have the best general manager in the game. I mean, you can argue Brian Sabin's in the conversation. They had the best manager in the game, and they were trying to win the World Series three times for 5 years. Overlook them at your own risk. So I guess they're proving a lot of us wrong, and it's fun to see.
Absolutely, and let's bring Chris Haft into this conversation. Chris, you saw them not too long ago, and they looked like nothing could stop them, and they were unbeatable, and they were going to find a way to win every game every night, even when they were down in the ninth inning. That certainly changed on a dime, and when they went through this stretch of losing 18 of 23, they also kind of relinquished first place for a bit to the Dodgers. What was the feeling around the team, and you know, what was with the confidence, and were they able to stay more even-keeled? Did you notice any panic? What was going on there?
Well, Allison and Richard, as you might expect, confidence was down. And, you know, their spirit was a little, it flagged, sagged, whatever word you want to use a little bit. But so this past weekend, they made a conscious, really conscious effort to try and, you know, motivate themselves, snap themselves out of this funk, even if it was a matter of, you know, just, you know, empty, you know, rah-rah on the bench. They felt that if they put enough, I mean, it sounds almost high schoolish, but if they put enough, you know, spirit and desire, want to, whatever, into their, you know, everything they do, they could maybe snap out of it. And so as a result, I don't know if it was as a result, but they did happen to win the last two games in the San Diego series. It'd been a while since they won back-to-back games. So they, you know, they believe in their belief. Last night, earlier in the week, you know, they started a series against the Oakland A's. They, you know, didn't do very well, but you know, the A's happened to be the mirror image of what the Giants were from late April through early June, when they won 31 of 42.
You know, Chris, a lot of their offensive problems at least coincided with Angel Pagan getting hurt, and he was terrific at the top of the lineup. Was he that important to them offensively?
Absolutely. I thought Angel, before Angel went down, I thought he played with a fire that I hadn't seen before, even from him in 2012 when they won the World Series, you know, in his first year as a Giant. He seemed like every at-bat had a purpose, every swing even had a purpose. He was you know, just this one serious ball player. I can't think of another adjective, but... then he got, you know, he had the, yeah, first had a little leg injury, and then the back, seems to be the, official team injury of the Giants this year. Back start bothering him, and, they lost him for a lot of that stretch when they lost, as Allison mentioned, 18 out of 23. And, yeah, that just slowed down the offense terrifically.
Well, is there a fine line? I mean, with Bruce Bochy, what he has to do during kind of trying times, I mean, I saw that he struck up his lineup a little bit, and does he have to be sensitive to that? Does he have to, like, really know exactly what the right time to do it is? You can't really do it too early. He gets to move Pence from the two-hole to leadoff and drop Gregor Blanco down to eighth. Is there any chance that, like, he's worried that that might backfire, that it could, you know, shake guys' confidence, that it could make things worse?
I think, Allison, there have been times when maybe it has backfired on him. I don't know if it has this year. The guys just haven't performed. It's funny, when they had that horrible month of June, four or five guys hit 300 or higher. But all it takes is a couple guys in your order to not be doing the job, and that's what happened.
There's a laundry list on some of these team depth charts of injuries and DL stints, and there's like 11, 12, 13 guys on the DL on some of these teams. But you look at the Giants, and it's really very short. The guys that are unavailable, and of course Sandoval, kind of day to day, and with Pagan expected maybe back after the All-Star break. But does that help the team when they kind of look around the clubhouse? They say, okay, we're still the same group of guys. You know, we haven't changed that much. We haven't been banged up that much. That we are going to be able to get out of this.
Yeah, it does help. I know it sounds corny, but they truly believe in each other. I don't think it's just an act. And that starts with Bruce Bochy. You know, he keeps guys motivated. He keeps guys active. You know, even the bench players don't sit too long without getting a chance to prove themselves. And you know, that's, I think they believe they're going to come out of this rut, but they better do it soon.
Chris, it's been fun watching Tendelmünster, especially at home. Do you have a sense, is there a sense around the club that this is the new Timmy, that he's now going to have an ERA under 4, he's going to pitch deeper into games? What's the sense of where Timmy is in his career?
Yeah, that's a good question. Now, there's a guy who, again, inspires a lot of confidence, and he's been inspiring even more of it lately. I think in recent, let's face it, in recent years, whoever the long reliever was, maybe could kind of anticipate getting some work when Tim's turn came around in the rotation, but not lately. I have always thought that even after Tim lost his stuff, he could pitch like, I'm revealing my age now, but pitch like a Ron Marichal. I don't think that's going
right.
Too far overboard. You know, a guy who can change speeds, maybe didn't have a fastball that broke 90, but could spot it anywhere and knew how to pitch. Now, Tim was pretty much just a thrower even when he won the Cy Young Awards. That's how good his stuff was. He's pretty much lost that electric stuff, but as he's shown lately, he can, throw off-speed pitches with touch to anywhere in the strike zone or just outside the strike zone, which is even better. And he's been spotting his fastball much more effectively. So these past three starts, one earned run, 23 in the third innings, including a no hitter. He's shown us glimpses of what he can be, I believe.
Chris, one more question about the rotation. Is there a sense, what is the problem with Matt Cain, or is there a problem? You know how guys go in and out of sync.
He has pitched a lot of games. I'm not trying to make excuses, but he has pitched a lot of games, 6 1/3 innings, 7 1/3 innings, 2 runs, 3 runs allowed, where maybe he could have gotten the win, and he hasn't. So that hurts. That makes it look worse than it is. I think there were some games where, it is, I hate to tell you, a pitching coach, it is all about fastball command, and he didn't have it. He like Tim, I think is undergoing some sort of evolution, whatever you want to call it, to getting older. They've both pitched a lot of innings since they entered the major leagues, and it's going to be a constant adjustment for them to deal with diminished velocity, that sort of thing.
What is a guy like Tim Hudson? What can he do? I mean, he's a veteran guy. He's been on winning teams. He knows what it takes to get through a long season. Great guy also. What has he brought to this club and this pitching staff?
I think he made a fairly unified clubhouse even more unified. There was I don't know what the joke was. It's some inside joke that we as media will never be privy to, but he was telling some sort of joke, and he got in front of the whole clubhouse in Denver and told this joke. Again, I honestly don't remember what it was about. Nor did I hear it, really. But everybody laughed. The infielders, outfielders, pitchers, whatever, Latin guys, Southerners. The whole clubhouse was roaring at this joke that Tim Hudson told. And, you don't really see that often. And he just has that kind of personality that I think can help bring a team together. As far as day-to-day between the lines on the field, I mentioned Tim Lincecum and Matt Cain having to undergo transitions in their careers. Well, here's a guy who's successfully made the transition from being a mid-90s guy to low 90s, high 80s guy with his velocity. But because he changes speed so well and has mastered his secondary pitches, his fastball looks like almost a real overpowering one.
Chris, is there a sense going forward that the rotation is good enough? And is there a sense that they do need to add a bat, or that getting Pagan back, getting Belt back, their offense is going to be good enough? In other words, do they need to add something?
They do need to add something. Brian Sabian told Tim Kawakami of the San Jose Mercury News that he's not sure what to add right now, because
right.
they kind of have to sit through the rubble, so to speak, of this this recent slump. What do they need most? Will it be a second baseman? Will it be an additional starting pitcher to bolster rotation even more in case they make the postseason? Is it another outfield bat? He's not sure. So, I mean, you were talking about him being the best or among the best general managers in the game. Well, his acumen is going to get tested later on this month.
Well, that's why he makes the big bucks. He can afford lots of acumen.
Chris Haft from MLB.com covering the San Francisco Giants. Thank you very much for your insight and for joining us. And enjoy the rest of the season.